The title of today's message is Living in Grace. The passage is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1 through 13. David asked, "Is anyone still left in Saul's family? I want to show kindness to that person for Jonathan's sake." Now there was a servant named Ziba from Saul's family. So David's servant called Ziba to him. King David said to him, "Are you Ziba?" He answered, "Yes, I am your servant." The king asked, "Is anyone left in Saul's family? I want to show God's kindness to that person." Ziba answered the king, "Jonathan has a son still living who is crippled in both feet." The king asked Ziba, "Where is his son?" Ziba answered, "He is at the house of Machir, son of Amiel in Lodibar." Then King David had servants bring Jonathan's son from the house of Machir, son of Amiel in Lodibar. Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son, came before David and bowed face down on the floor. David said, "Mephibosheth." Mephibosheth said, "I am your servant." David said to him, "Don't be afraid. I will be kind to you for your father Jonathan's sake. I will give you back all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." Mephibosheth bowed to David again and said, "You are being very kind to me, your servant, and I am no better than a dead dog." Then King David called Saul's servant Ziba. David said to him, "I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You, your son, and your servants will farm the land and harvest the crops. Then your family will have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, will always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Ziba said to King David, "I, your servant, will do everything my master the king commands me." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table as if he were one of king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah. Everyone in Ziba's family became Mephibosheth's servants. Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem because he always ate at the king's table, and he was crippled in both feet. And the key verse is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Let's all read together twice this key verse. "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." And I'd like to invite our pastor to come to share the message. Greetings to David. We're thankful this morning you have led all the servants and the children to come and worship. And the lesson today is the title, Living in Grace. We have sung the Grace of God. There is a lyric that says,
"When nothing else could help, love lifted me."
When there is nothing else that could help us, the love of God lifts me up. You are thankful because today we receive this love and grace from God. There is the difference between love and grace. Love is an emotion that we can give someone who is worthy of our love, or maybe not worthy, but when we come to our grace, that is the gift that the receiver is not worthy to receive. We haven't received grace of God. That means you and I are not worthy, but we receive it in any case, the gift of God. And I have chosen in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, is the key verse. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is the gift of God. In China, there is an old story talking about a lady who sells wines in a bar. Her name is Wang. One day, there is a monk to come and stay near where she is selling wine. He didn't have time, but she saw this monk, and so she welcomed him. And so he can have wine at her bar. And every day he came to the bar of this monk, and he was staying there for a time of 3 years. After 3 years, and the monk would say goodbye. And before he left, he came to the bar and lit a well next to the bar. And everybody was wondering, there was a stream coming up. And it was a wonderful wine, the best wine of everything that they have tasted before. And then from there, and this one became a famous owner of this winery. And 3 years later, and this monk came back to where Miss Dong was living and the bar, and asked about this well that he dug up the swamp. Do you continue to sell wine? Yes, sir, I still. The well still flowing up the wine? She said, yes, the well is doing well. So, is there any issue that you want to complain? She said, it is a good wine, but I don't have enough wine to store in my storehouse. And the monk said, and he wrote on the wall saying that the heaven is great, but the depth of greed is even greater. And from there, and the monk left, and then the well dried up. And it's just an old story. But we can see from the story that this lady, because seeing the monk's morality, then give him wine in many years. And then because of this monk being treated with wine, and he dug a well into a well so he can sell the wine. But we can see that this woman is never satisfied with what she has, but wants to have it more. You and I, we receive the grace, receive the love of God, but do you feel it's enough? But you can still feel lacking in so many ways. And today I'll let you with you think about God's word through a person that is Mephibosheth. Many times we have studied this story, but I want to think about the spiritual aspect in our role as compared to us to Mephibosheth. Let's pray for guidance. We're thankful, Lord, because you have gathered us to come and hear your word. May you open our heart and our mind so that your word can enter into our ear, into our heart, and will be our truth to lead us in our life, in the rest of our life. May you help that these lessons not become too familiar, that we could not be concerned with, that we may not the word become strange to us, May you let us become empty this morning so that all the word to speak to our spirit will be retaining and will be following us through our life. We are thankful to lead us into the sanctuary so we can worship you. And when all things around could not help us, that your love will lift up us up. May you give us the experience back so that we can look back to see whatever needs to be corrected. May we be able to correct so our life will be worthy before you. We are thankful. May you speak to us. We listen. We are thankful. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three aspects that we can think about the image of a fellowship. The first aspect is that we have been losing the grace. We lost the grace before God. We have lost the grace. How did we do that? The story, if we can read many other Bible verses. And the other one is about other context for the story of Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth is the son of Jonathan and the grandson of Saul. They were fighting with Philistines. King Saul and Jonathan were killed in the battle. And afterward, Israel has made chaos. The uncle of Mephibosheth, and he was risen as king. And afterward, there are two of his right hand of him assassinated and cut his head and took his head to King David and say, "This is your enemy." And this has been recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 4. And during the chaotic time and people worship, there is a caretaker to carry Mephibosheth. He was only 5. And during the escape, and she let him fall, and then he was crippled in both feet, and now he was living in Machir, son of Mahil in the Jab. The name of Mephibosheth, that means destroy the shame. Mephibosheth means to rip away shame. And now he is living in Machir, the house of Machir. The Machir means rich. It's a business word. And Machir is the son of Amir. The name means the children of God. If we combine all these names, we can see Mephibosheth is the one is living with Machir is richly among the children of God because he's the son of a king. But reality is not so. And now he is living in Lodebar. And Lodebar means where the arid land is empty. There is nothing growing there. And your congregation, when we hear of Mephibosheth, thought that he is so happy there, but he is suffering. So he is healthy, but he is crippled. Thought that he has everything, but he would live in hungry. Thought that he will be in peace, but he has all the anxiousness. In Lodebar, this is the place where it's arid, nothing wrong. Mephibosheth loves everything. Mephibosheth lost his role, his name among the kingdom, lost his respect, lost the respect of a son of a king, the prince, lost his benefits, lost his possession, lost every relative, even his friends, and even lost himself because of his crippling teeth. The image of Ephesus is my image and your image.
Mephibosheth
has lived in anxiousness from 5 years old until when he grew up. He is now a mature person. He is married. And the image let us know that we, from when God created us, we continue to live in anxiousness that we will not know when it will be. The Bible let us know that we are created in God's image. God will be created in a good way, but we were Eva, Eve, and Adam has left us in sin. And from there, we should have been living in Eden with the Lord, but they were been sure away from Eden, living in suffering, separated from God. We are exiled in this exile. We can try to find our way to somewhere that we can live, or live in a place, but this never have God in it. We do not have God, then we continue to live in anxiousness and worry about the future, worry someday that we will die, and then we'll be lost forever. The congregation, in the heart, there is an emptiness that nothing can fill it. They can find the entertainment, some kind of thing that can fill up our heart, but none. It's not. Missy was sent in a situation where he was crippling both feet. Crippling means in a situation can just could not walk, but he couldn't. Wanted to travel, but he couldn't. And spiritually depended on his servant in Saul's house. That person named Ziba. Ziba means we set ourselves. Then the image of female virtue, depending on Ziba, tell us that from when we are separated from the Lord, the human race call us have created religion for themselves from the morality, hoping that these moral obedience can compare and gain favor with the they could please God with our moral activities, but that is not the standard of salvation. Good deeds could not participate in any of our salvation. Instead, we can feel confident and overcome them and pride and continue to be separated from the Lord. So someone is being close to them, and that is you and I. Or those receiving grace, we're not worthy, but today we can be close to God. And the Bible keyword said, it is by grace through faith that it is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. This is a giving the gift that we were not worthy to receive. Let's think about the reason Mephibosheth must live in a place of suffering, anxiousness, and worry. The reason, because Saul, the grandfather, has been thus become king of Israel, the first king of Israel, but his heart is rebellious against God. And because of that sin that God has would not put the ring on their song and belong to somebody. And that other person was David. David was a young, has been invited Saul to use his musical ability to comfort Saul during a time of sadness. But Saul could not accept that if God took the kingdom away from Saul and give it to David, this is something Saul could not accept. And during that time, though David is the only one can comfort Saul, but many times Saul trying to kill David, to destroy David. Saul did not want this person to replace Saul to inherit the kingdom of Israel. He didn't want King David to become king, to be on the throne. And he wanted Mephibosheth, that everything was going his way. But we saw that because of Saul's sin has caused the destroying his own family, and Mephibosheth is the one living in suffering and anxiousness and fear. Though he is crippled and a merciful king, but Mephibosheth lived in a fear. And his uncle has been killed. When will my plan to die? Because the Bible let us know that all the Saul's descendants has been destroyed and killed. God wants to destroy Saul's family. And David was worried, when is my turn to die? And he was worried. But praise be to God. From when the ancestor committed sin, became a reason that all of human race live in fear, live in suffering, live in a terrible condition. But God gave us a chance to change our lives. David said, in Saul's family, is there anyone left? I want to show kindness to that person for Jonathan's sake. David had a covenant with Jonathan, and this is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 20, talking about the covenant between David and Jonathan. And he, regarding Jonathan, is David's son. Though Jonathan know that the kingdom belongs to Saul, and Jonathan know that next one he will be next king. But he knew that the kingdom will belong to David in the future. And Jonathan loved David by a friendship that's very deep. He told David in a covenant in verse 14, but show me unfailing kindness like the Lord's kindness as long as I live, so that I may not be killed. And so treat me with kindness, unfailing kindness, by the Lord's kindness. If the kingdom belongs to David, please treat me with kindness. But if you know it can continue to cut off my relatives, if I die, please show your kindness to my sons and my grandson, my descendants. And this is the covenant between David and Jonathan. Mephibosheth was too young, didn't understand this covenant between his father, Jonathan, and David. And now he was regarded as an enemy of David, because that person will, David, will be on the throne. But David has that covenant with Jonathan, and because of that covenant, David said, I want to keep favor with those in the house of Saul. Because of Jonathan. And because of this covenant, Mephibosheth is now a new chapter. Now Mephibosheth will live according to his name, the one who has destroyed shame. And the Bible tells us God showed his love for us and you while we are die in our sin. What did God do? He gave Jesus Christ to die for us in place of us so that we can have everlasting life. And God made a covenant. Whoever believes in his son will be have everlasting. And those who do not believe with it, but the wrath of God is still on us. And that's the covenant that God established with the human race. If God does not have this covenant, would have this promise to keep faithful to us, and you and I all will be lost forever. But praise be to God. Because of that covenant, because of his faithfulness, whoever believes in Jesus will receive everlasting life. When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we become the children of God. We sit in the house of God here. We call God is our Father. Dear congregation, we thank God. God has destroyed our shame of yours and mine. Whoever is in Christ, that person becomes a new creature. That person has a new role before the Lord. And just like David, just says, who? Doesn't matter who. If that person is still alive, and David, because of his covenant with Jonathan, will treat kindly to that person. Let's think about the second point. That is, we are separated from God. And now we are saved by grace. We were having grace, were born according to image, but sin had caused us to lose that grace. But now the Lord finds you and me and saved because of his grace. Let's think about Mephibosheth. After Ziba was introduced to David, the servant, and Ziba said to her, there is one, Jonathan has son still living who is crippled. Where is this son? King Hazan. Ziba said, he is the house of Machir, son of Amiel in Lodabar. And then King has servant bring Jonathan's son from the house of Machir, son of Amiel in Lodabar, to bring Mephibosheth back to the palace. Lodabar is a city, is east of Jordan. It's the arid name. Nothing can be planted there. Now, their fruit is very scary. Mephibosheth did not come to see King Hazard, but the king has sent for Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth experienced a kind of wonderful love of surprising grace by David. That image, let us see that we could not find God, but God has sent him, his son, into to find us, to find the way. Many people said, still we're a far away, a place of suffering without the living without life. But David sent for Mephibosheth. David sent people there because of Ziba that moved David. No, not because of Ziba. The reason David wants to find Mephibosheth because the covenant established with Jonathan before. That's the only reason. Because of this covenant with Jonathan that Mephibosheth has been left into the palace to be happy with the true meaning of his name, the one who lost all the shame, the communication. Think about the ancestor. When God created Adam and Eve and brought them into the Garden of Eden, live there happily, every day close to God. They don't have to do anything. Everything has been done for them. Everything grows for them. They are not tired of anything. They don't have to worry. They have no issue in their life. But then one day, Satan appeared to tempt Adam and Eve to do something that God has prohibited, to eat the forbidden fruit. And that is something God, whenever you eat, you will die. And we see that when they ate this forbidden, they did not effort it. Physically, they did not die, but the relationship between them and God had died. Because what did they do? They went and hide. They hide themselves. They felt that they were naked. They still said, dear God, as we feel that we are naked, who show you that you're naked? The glory and overshadow them. Who make you to feel ashamed? The disobedience of Adam, the disobedience of Eve has lost the glory of God on them. And the Bible, they took the fig leaves to make their clothes. They covered their own shame with, and they could not appear because this clothes by a thick list could only can cover the sins for each other, but not before the Lord. And the Bible tells us, kill a animal, to use the skin of animal to make clothes to cover the shame of Adam and Eve. And only that garment by made by God, that Adam and Eve can be covered their shame before God. And we'll continue to have conversation with the Lord. Ziva. And we before the Lord, we could not cover our shame. Only Jesus, the one who died on the cross for us, that blood will be a garment that cover our shame before us. And whoever believes in the Son will have everlasting. We are thankful that you have accepted the grace of God so that you will see that Jesus is our Lord. The grace has found us in while we are sinners. John told us, it's not that you have chosen me, but I choose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. There is no effort in us that would cause us to be close to God, but God has come into the world to find the lost. And that is grace. Grace has found a person in a prodigal son living with a pig and took that person back. Grace could find a song that on the way to Damascus to destroy the believers, but the grace has changed Saul to become apostle of Paul, teaching the gospel to the Gentiles. Grace has chosen me. Grace has chosen you, dear congregation. When Mephibosheth had been brought to King David, he expressed that you and I must imitate the king as in verse 6. Are you Mephibosheth? Mephibosheth said, yes, I am your servant. David said to him, don't be afraid. Maybe this is the word of God that is talking, is speaking to when Jesus came into the world. When Jesus said, do not be afraid. The angel said to him, do not be afraid. It's something the Lord encouraged us that they can return to God. For you and I can return to the Lord. Do not be afraid. Because I will be kind of your father, Jonathan, say, I will give you back all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table. Dear congregation, Mephibosheth recognized a grace that's so great for him. Mephibosheth bowed down to David and said, you are being very kind to me, your servant, and I am no better than a dead dog. Mephibosheth, he felt that he is no longer even king of, he is not going to inherit the throne because of the sin of his grandfather Saul. Now, before King David, he said, I'm only a dead dog. This congregation. Mephibosheth recognized that he is nothing before David. David has recognized he's nothing before God. In Psalm chapter 8 verse 4, who is mankind that you pay attention to? Who are we that God will visit us? Mephibosheth is not worthy for David to be concerned with. Mephibosheth was remembered because the name of other, Jonathan, his father. You and I are, we are nothing for God to be concerned with, but God is concerned because of the name of Jesus. Without the name of Jesus, none of us can come close to God. But because of the name of Jesus, He is an equal intermediary between us and God. By faith, by grace given by me, we experience the forgiveness of sin, not because of us, because that only is a forgiveness. To the story of Napoleon, when he was visited by a Russian prince, and Napoleon told this prince, "I allow for you to come in my prison, and you can forgive anyone there. If any one there come in, and if they ask for forgiveness, then you, the Russian friend, can let them go." When the Russian came into the prison, there are many are calling out, many hands are trying to touch him, asking forgiveness. I'm a sinner. This is very unfair for me. It's not justice for me. So many people crying out, hoping that this Russian prince can forgive them. There is one. And this person did not cry out, did not complain. He just sit there, bowed his head, and the Russian said, "What's the reason are you being a prisoner?" He recorded all the things that he did, what his sins were, and Napoleon has put him in prison. And he said, "Why didn't you call out to me like everybody else?" He said, "Do you know that I have the ability to ask Napoleon to forgive you and release you from prison?" And he lifts and told the prince of Russia, "The punishment is worthy of my sin. I have nothing to complain." So the Russian prince saw the repentance of the prince. Bring this prisoner out of the other. This prisoner is not worthy to be along with all the rest of the prisoners. And he was released because of that. Because of this repenting heart, knowing he is not worthy. This is the attitude of Mephibosheth was that before David. "I am just a dog, that dog before your king." And this is the kind of attitude that we must have before. So we are only worthy to face everlasting punishment. If you recognize you are a sinner before the Lord, forgiveness is available. And so if a person worthy, he must know that we are worthy of death, eternal punishment. Do we have that in our heart? That we feel that we are proud that I am a Christian for many generations. That we feel that nobody can be like me. Nobody worship faithfulness as me. Nobody serve just like me. The worthy receiver is the one who to be humble and self, recognizing the condition before the Lord. The third point that we can share together. We are now living in grace. David told me, people said, "Do not be afraid. I will keep the kindness with you because of China's sin. I will give you everything, all the land belonged to your grandfather Saul." And David told Ziba, "All that belongs to Saul, I will give to Mephibosheth. And so you and your servant will farm the land to make food for your family. But Mephibosheth, your master grandson, will always eat at my table." And Ziba has 15 sons and 20 servants. All that son and servant is used to serve Mephibosheth. new creation, we can see that the image that God is talking to us before Ziba, the one that is the only one that carry that Mithraeus must depend on for survival. But from this time on, Ziba has become a servant to serve the Mephibosheth in the role Mephibosheth now is regarded as a prince, son of David, to eat at David's table. That means David treated not Mephibosheth before, but now is his own son to eat with him. So we see now that today we are not saved because of our moral activity, our action, but when we have been saved, we express our goodness before the Lord. The good deed is not something to save us, but the good deed must be the result of our thankfulness for His grace. None of us cannot live to not according to His will. None of us can live without fulfilling the will of God. We are the result of God created in Jesus. Prepare for good works. Prepare ready for us. So Ziba now will become big. For maybe to use in the role of the prince, of the king. God wants to see the light to be bright in this world so the other can praise God. God wants us, our good words, to be shined out. And Mephibosheth will eat with King David forever. Mephibosheth has been received happiness, all comfortable, is not enough. He is also there to eat with the king. Mephibosheth is sitting at the same table, just like a prince. King said, Mephibosheth will eat at my table, just like a prince, not just like a son. And the important thing here is that not that to sit with the David, to sit along with David. Talking about the role of Mephibosheth now. From he was a son of Jonathan, grandson, son, now become regarded as son of David, the congregation in the palace. Mephibosheth to receive all the great things is of course, but the honor for Mephibosheth, although he is not considered an outsider, but David regarded Mephibosheth as his own. He is not the enemy of David, but now Mephibosheth is a member of David's family. Is this our image here as Mephibosheth? From an unworthy person, the enemy of God, God has allowed me to lead me to call us his children forever. And so, let the Lord help us. There is a difference between the role of Ziba and the role of Mephibosheth here. Ziba now is treated by David to give the land to farm, to live, and to take care of those lands, to raise his family. For Mephibosheth, whatever belongs David to give to David is lust. But whatever David toward Mephibosheth, that is grace. You see the difference? Love, God can give to anyone, but grace is given to someone who does not deserve it. God can love everyone, but God used grace to give it to us. None of us is worthy of His grace. we receive the value today, that we receive the grace, that is very special. May we not disregard this grace. The question is you and I in the role of Mr. Dorset, how do we regard David as father or David as an enemy? What is our attitude before God? Peter said, today we are his holy person to preach the gospel. Before that, we were not a citizen. Now we have been saved by God's grace. We become children under his grace. Nothing can come back. As a Christian, we have to distinguish between love and grace. God can have love for everyone, but grace, we are found in favor through Christ. And during this time, with the role of a children of God, many of us, just like Zipa, just sort of find the blessing, but do not accept the role of children of God. Maybe we have some great job, a role, some position in the world, but if we do not belong to God, God can still regard as the lost person, finding no one. God wishes our children to be with him. We will be dining with the same table. May the Lord give us a decision according to God's grace to have the right attitude before God. I'd like to end with a story. Jeff Holstrom, story about him. He lost his mother when he graduated from high school. And his father is a doctor and very strict with his discipline. You cannot contribute to the society if you do not continue with your college. And so he wished that his son to graduate from college to become someone who can serve the society. But Jeff, he has another wish. When he was a student in high school, he liked to ski. And when he graduated high school, he did not want to go to college. He wanted to move to Colorado to ski and asked to have a job near a ski resort to be a safety ski trip. And during this time, he has so many issues. It's not like what he was dreaming about, officer, because he did not have a greater education, so his salary was low. And he felt that what his father told him sort of said is, we do not have an effort to pursue graduate from college. Maybe that person could not be a good citizen. His passion about skiing, he would become someone famous. But now he does not feel that he has a value anymore. So he thought about, somehow maybe I will continue into college. But during those times, his father did not want him at home. So do not come home if you don't follow my advice. And from that time, they were separated. They didn't talk to each other during the time that he was in front. After 10 years, Jeff, he wanted to return to school. He has a sister named Janice, and he told Janice. And then Janice encouraged him to go back to school. He said, I will return to school, but do not let my father know. Maybe he was ashamed, but he said, don't let my father know, our father know. He just wants to be independent and support himself. One day, and Janice invited to a school to attend, and His father didn't know what's going on. And he said, he didn't see his daughter. It's another girl came and greeted him. And he said, what is going on here? And she said, this girl said, here they are organizing a celebration for graduation. Oh, maybe my girl, Janice, is having another degree here. She wanted to surprise me. I could not see her. I could not find her here. And so the other girl invited him to sit down. And he introduced himself as Dr. Hofstrom. And the ceremony had happened. Very exciting. And every name was called to receive the degree. Just like we see when we attended the graduation ceremony. And the last person to receive the degree and just looked around the audience and hoping to find someone. And another person, no, maybe that's a surprise. And he was waving. And among that, everybody's waving. How could Jeff can see this waving of Dr. Hudson? But finally, he saw him. And they came and up. And they went to a room. And they were embracing in tears. But Jeff was following the advice of his father to do something good. And so now he becomes someone that his father wanted to be. And the girl who invited him to the role and introduced herself as the girlfriend. And they met. And Jeff introduced my father. This is my father. This is my girlfriend to each other. And what do you plan to do, Jeff? Jeff said, the first thing I need to do, I have to return to my father's house. I hope this is your decision. I have to return to my father's house. And many of us are busy with this world because of family, of job, of entertainment. We are separated from God. This is the hurt of God to see his children. That many of us have not seen. May the Lord have mercy on us. The first thing that we have to do to return the house of our Lord. May the Lord give us the understanding that by faith that we are saved by his grace, not because of us, but because this is a gift of God. May we be worthy of his grace. Let's all stand. We read together the key verse. For by grace through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is the gift of God. We are thankful. We are not worthy to become your children. But how could you love to die for me? To receive your shame upon yourself on the cross, to receive death, so today we can live everlasting. You were executed so we can come into your house to call God our Father. May sometime we disregard your grace, disregard your sacrifice for us, disregard the best that the Lord wanted us to have. Sometimes we desire to have a life to be comfortable on this in this world, to have a life of rich, to have some kind of honor with this society. We compete with each other about that. Jesus has left everything for us to restore us into our role, just like Mexico said before David. You have destroyed our shame on the cross. me. You help us to recognize the love that you have treated us with while we're still on this earth. To know that our Father is in heaven. Well, thank you, Jesus, because of you, the covenant that you have given to the human race, that we can call you our Father. May you continue to lead each one of us to express a faith worthy of your grace. As we understand, my faith through grace is not from us. It is a gift from our Father. We're thankful for all that you have done. We pray that each one of us can experience this love, to have the right attitude in response to your love. That you, God, has found us favor in you, because we are unworthy of your love. We are thankful. We are thankful for the teaching of your word to now. Please continue to teach us for the rest of our lives and experience your love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.